My dad has an iPhone now, and he sends me text and pictures, and I'm telling you, that's right up there with the second coming of Christ in miracles. Try to give my parents direction somewhere, and it will inevitably end in a phone call about 5 minutes after the desired meeting time of saying, well, we're on this street over here and we can't find you. We're talking into Siri and we've got it figured out, and Dad's still trying to find the page on MapQuest that he's supposed to be at. Oh, I get frustrated. I'll tell you, one of the most trying times of my life was when we bought my dad a laptop for his birthday, and we decided we were going to teach him how to use a computer. And the phone calls that ensued after that were enough to just make me want to take that laptop and put it in the street and run over it a few times with a car. So we resorted to an iPad so we can just point and touch. It's real easy. It works great. But through all of that, he's still my dad. I still have a biblical, not social, not societal, I have a biblical mandate to honor him, to respect him, to watch my tone with him, to watch what I say to him. Why is that important? So that it may be well with me. How many of you here under the age of 30 years old want everything to be good in your life? Go ahead and raise your hand. I want things to go well for me. Well, if you want that, learn how to respect and honor your parents. It's in the book. You see, it's the disrespect starts in the home at a young age. It probably, I don't know. Well, it starts at 2 because I got a 2-year-old. It starts at 2. She doesn't even know what she's doing, but it starts at 2. And if not corrected, by the time they get to 16 or 17, I've watched some YouTube videos on how kids talk to authorities nowadays, law enforcement, teachers. Kids just don't suddenly walk out of their house someday with a complex against law enforcement and decide, I'm not going to listen to what anybody says and let's go kill a bunch of... It doesn't happen that way. It started at 1.5, 2.5. When somebody just said, hey, don't touch that. It's hot. I'll touch it anyway. Get back here and sit down. I'm not sitting down. You tell me what to do. Hadley, don't go outside. No. Oh, really? That's how we're going to roll. That's not the end of it. I have a responsibility now as a parent. I see I've transitioned. I was in the kid role for 32 years, 30 years. I was in the kid role. Now I'm in the parental role. I had a responsibility when I was a child to honor and respect my parents. And now I have a responsibility as a parent to teach Hadley how to honor and respect not just me, but you. Everybody in this room other than Callan. It's her elder. There ought to be love, respect, and honor to you. And if I don't do my job as a parent, there ain't many of you in the room that are going to want to be around her in about 5 or 10 years. Except for aunts and uncles and grandpa and grandma who love them regardless. I was sitting at a table Friday night when someone told me that their nephew, who's 5 years old, is at liberty to beat on his grandmother. And the grandmother thinks that's okay. That's not what inspired this. I was also privy to another conversation riding in the truck with him this weekend. He talked about taking care of, financially, his elderly mother. I saw two ends of the spectrum. in less than 24 hours. And then I got up this morning and in my daily Bible reading, Proverbs 20 and 20 was in there. This is something we as the church have got to lead in. Society is off the deep end in this. I don't know if it can be recovered. But just because society is off the deep end doesn't mean that I have to get off the deep end. The church, we call ourselves Bible-believing Christians. Let's practice this. Now, parents, you're off the hook today. I'm talking to the kids. Teenagers, love and respect your parents. I'm telling you today, parents might get mad at me now. My parents weren't always right. But they did what they felt was right in the moment. And they made decisions at times concerning me and things that I could or couldn't do. That I look back now and I'm like, that was stupid. And in the moment, I thought that was stupid. But he was still dad. When dad said, hey, you know what? I don't feel right about this. We're just not going to do it. No, you're not going there. I don't want you to. I didn't like it in the moment. And looking back, there's some of those, not all of them, there's some of those situations I still don't like. That was, you should have let me go. What was wrong with that? That's just the kid. They'll always be there, Brother Cool. But out of respect and love, I obeyed. Sure, I asked a few questions. Sure, I needed to know why. Sure, I may have crossed that line at times with the respect or with the love or with the honoring, as Paul said in Ephesians. I'm not saying I was perfect, but I'm still striving today via the computers and the maps and all these things to keep that level of respect and honor that the Lord puts on me. He's still today. How old's your mom? 74, 72? He doesn't even know. Well, we got our hip, she's 77. We got our hip waders on. Can you put your chest waders on? My grandmother is 78 years old. She lived 17 miles down the road from me for 24 years. And I could count the times on both hands. I'd take both hands that I saw her. And I can't count the times on either hand she ever showed up for a birthday, didn't come to my graduation, didn't come to my wedding. Yet I'm supposed to love and respect her. I tell you, I don't got a lot of respect for her outside the Word of God. When I see her, I hug her neck and kiss her cheek. Grandma, I love you. Good to see you. I haven't seen her since 2005. I hadn't seen her then since 1997. In 1997, I hadn't seen her since 1989. 17 miles down the road from me. I don't feel bad because that's my dad's mom. And he doesn't see her. Still calls her on Mother's Day. How you doing, Mom? Still checks in with her. Still talks about her. Does she deserve that? That's out for discussion. But he believes in a principle of the Word of God. My parents are very blessed. My dad's very blessed. He's still working construction. He's going to be 60 years old here in a few months. Every day, good health. Active, energetic, could probably still outwork me. Although we're, there's that line on the graph where two things cross. We're getting to that point where I'm getting pretty close to outworking him now. A few years ago, he was still way ahead of me. I was done and he was still going. But he bought into a principle that he taught me. And he's not only taught it to me, he's taught me by example. Every time she moved to Bend, Oregon for a while, which was 3 hours away, every time they would go over there for something, he would stop in and see her. Close by. She drove by our house all the time and didn't even stop. Now, she doesn't hate us. That's just who she is. Is it right? No. But there's still principles from the Word of God that apply. Okay, you can take your chest waders off. We're done. And all the kids said amen. 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 Let's stand together.